This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think they're more motivated than ever to do something at a deadline, more so certainly than in the last few years, because let's go back to thou who shall not be named, the Devers deal. I mean, when you push your chips to the middle of the table, you push your chips to the middle of the table, like Kennedy said back in January, he said going back to January and February and March, the motivation of this organization to be good in 2025, I think this has led them to be more motivated to do something at the deadline, whether they won or not last night. And I think Cora brought up a good point before the game, which was, yeah, listen, like, you haven't won as many games, but the standings are basically the same. So if the standings are the same, you are right now, as we sit here, a playoff team, then of course you're going to be a buyer. And even if you weren't, even if you were two or three games out, because of what has happened leading up to this, I do still think they are going to be aggressive. And now it's going to get uncomfortable, but they are going to be aggressive.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe live. Patriots training camp in Foxborough. We are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heat and cooling and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlandEnergy.com. Good synergy there for Bradfo.
Great synergy.
He's also brought to you by McFarland Energy. Every Thursday, if you missed any of that, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone free, easy. Listen to Bradfo there. Listen to Jones and Keefe there. Listen to WEEI there. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Real quick before we get into trade rumors, and there's more coming out now, Keefe.
Yes.
We officially have a concession worker strike at Fenway Park tonight and MGM.
Okay.
Aramark and their vendor, the union, can't agree.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm reading here from Axios, concession workers at Fenway and the MGM Music Hall are going on strike after their employer missed the noon deadline to offer new contracts with their demands. The strike is a first in Boston Baseball Stadium's 113-year history.
Whoa.
Oldest ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest ballpark in America.
America's most beloved ballpark.
Yeah.
Not by all these vendors. Unite Here Local 26 leaders gave Aramark, their vendor, 48 hours to deliver a union contract that responds to their demands. Unionized workers call for wage increases, increased tips for premium workers, schedule improvements based on seniority and guardrails on automation,
okay,
et cetera, et cetera. So
I have a statement and a question.
Full-blown strike tonight at Fenway Park, yes?
My statement is I want everybody to get the most money they can possibly get. That's one thing that I want. I don't know all the specifics of this, but clearly, they feel strong enough to hold out. I couldn't speak knowledgeably about either side, but I would just say, in general, like, get the money you feel like you deserve across all boards. Second one might be a selfish question. If I were to go to the game tonight.
Like, hypothetically.
Hypothetically, I'm
like
going to the game.
Like, if you and me were going to be going to the game tonight.
Yep. Can I get an ice cold brew? Yes. Can I get a brew dog tonight?
Yeah,
healthy beers?
Well, if you want to cross picket lines, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, but can I bring my own beer in? I don't want to be that guy. I'm not a scab.
If you want to cross picket lines, yes.
I don't want to do that, but I also want to have 2, 3 to 5 beers, 6 to 7 beers watching the game. So what then?
Okay, good question.
I don't want to be a scab, and I don't want to cross these people.
So here's the thing.
This is their livelihood. I'm not even taking that lightly.
7 or 8. Good call.
Here's the question.
5 or 6.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
That a lot of people have. Can you get a beer and a dog tonight at Fenway Park? Yes. Now, I'm sure it's going to be a mess. These are all these people who don't typically work there, so it will be staffed. There will be beer lines. There will be hot dog
lines.
But
I don't want that. But you're going to get side-eyed and be like, hey, don't order that beer. And I'm I got 9 innings to watch.
Not by the scab workers you won't, but outside walking into the ballpark you might.
But, like, are they mad that we're even going to the game?
Maybe they're
going to measure. Are they like, hey, we want an empty park?
No, they're encouraging you to go to the ballpark. Just don't eat anything. Just don't drink anything.
I won't eat anything.
Are they going like, to
have a drinks?
They're going to measure our guts on the way in. They're
like,
it looks like you had 5 or 6 beers. You look puffier than on the way in, Jones.
They're like, I look puffier.
Wait, what?
I look puffier at night.
Yeah, it's water weight.
I've been stung by a lot of bees recently. I did get stung in the chest the other day, too. Uh-huh. That's another whole story.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah, no. So I
don't want to be that guy. I don't want them to side-eye me, but I also don't think that they can expect any adult person to go to a baseball game and just not have a
drink. You want to open up on the phone? 617-779-7937.
What do I do?
I'm sure others
What's my play?
I'm sure others are going. So if you have
the same question.
If you have questions, I'm telling you, I mean, there will be vendors there. They won't be unionized, and you're going to have people picketing outside, and it's officially a strike.
We have the Brian Daubach of vendors are going to be in there tonight. That's why they threw at him all the time. They couldn't stand him.
Was Millar a scab?
I think Kevin Millar might have been as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want to go for it, you can go for it.
Keep Keanu Reeves and the replacement, Johnny Falco.
I'm going to be watching you very closely, Keith, tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I crossed.
Sneaking beers real quick. Like, nope, not me. I wouldn't do it. I brought this one from home. So they won't allow you to bring your own beers, will they?
I don't think so. Now here's a potential.
Really
here's a potential loophole. Here's a potential loophole, Keith.
Okay.
What if somebody else buys you a beer and you just drink it?
You're still supporting the scam.
Am I?
In a way, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hypothetical.
Yeah. I know it's a hypothetical.
For any people who might be going to a game tonight, but say you got yourself like a sugar daddy situation, and they're going to be purchasing a beer on your behalf.
Okay.
Can I drink that beer?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
Well, it is a hypothetical.
No,
I
understand what you're saying, but it's risky. I just wanted to enjoy a baseball game and have a few suds, you know?
Well, I'm telling you right now, the union's telling you don't have those suds. You go enjoy a ball game. You got to do it without suds.
Can you enjoy a ball game without suds?
Yeah. This might be a view on me. I find just life in general more enjoyable with a few suds. Never mind the ball game. So
I haven't watched a baseball game without a few suds since I was 17, so...
I'm gonna want some suds. I'm gonna want suds.
I haven't had a cold, icy brew dog watching a baseball game since I was 16 years old.
Yeah,
this is gonna be a tough go tonight, I think, for us and, 37,000 others.
Hypothetically, it could be somebody going second baseball game of the year, and now we got to deal with this. Hypothetically.
So one of two things is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people in support of the workers, and there's going to be no lines.
Yeah.
Oh, that's go right up.
That's
going to
be
right up.
That's going to be tough to turn
down.
Real tempting.
Like, look, dude, there's no line.
Yeah.
Like, or, second thing happens, people don't care. They're still going to want their drinks, and there's going to be scabs that don't know what they're doing. And the lines are going to be like
I would heavily wager. It's going to be long lines, long concession lines tonight. I would heavily wager on that.
Or, you know who's going to clean up is all the places outside, because people are going to walk into that place hammered. People are going to get real drunk before they go in.
Pre-game the game.
Yep.
All right,
pre-game the game.
I mean, hypothetically, I might be in on that. Yeah. Okay, that's a good.
Right, that could be another workaround.
That's a good loophole.
Everyone's asleep in the third inning. Everyone's passed out.
You can discuss if you'd like, 617-779-7937. A lot of good Red Sox. A lot of Red Sox rumors out there, I should say. No real trades.
No.
Like, for instance, the Mariners, who the Red Sox are duking it out with for a playoff spot.
Yep.
They made a trade last night. Josh Naylor.
Yeah, good pickup.
Well, it is a good pickup. He was not personally high on my target list for the Red Sox. I wouldn't have kicked and screamed if they acquired him. I don't feel like they need another lefty bat.
Oh, right.
And so they need a first baseman DH type, but I would prefer a right-hander. So he wasn't high on my personal list. But Alex Speer reported on 310 to Left, his understanding, that's their podcast over at Nesson.
Yeah.
His understanding is the Red Sox were more in due diligence mode on Josh Naylor than that they were aggressively pursuing him. So they were at least kicking tires I don't know how aggressive that was.
But it's also, I think, important to at least gauge the asking price, find out what it was for somebody like that. I'm with you. I'm not kicking and screaming about not getting Josh Naylor, but you need to get somebody.
Correct.
And so he was an all-star a year ago with Cleveland. He's been pretty good this year with Arizona. He's got 11 home runs on the season. But for Seattle, a team that you had going into last night, basically the identical record, and they picked this guy up also a week before the deadline.
And their issue is offense. They need offense,
yeah,
so they're addressing
the
a big need. Yeah, correct.
Right, because there was the thought about, like, oh, they want, like, you know, Tristan Casas, not for this year, but even, like, long term. It's like, well, they got Josh Naylor, and I don't know, is he in a contract? Is this a – he's a free agent after this year, so he's a rental. So
I believe he's a rental. I think O'Hearn is a rental as well. He's also a lefty, not high on my list either.
But it also wasn't high on the prospects that were given up by Seattle.
Oh, good point. Seattle gave up their, according to MLB Pipeline, their 13th and 16th best prospect.
So I don't think Baltimore can't really expect a whole lot more for O'Hearn than Arizona got for Naylor.
So, no, fair
point. At least you kind of know what that is. Obviously, I want a starting pitcher really badly, and I'd prefer a right-handed bat than a left-handed bat. But if you were like, hey, you end the deadline with O'Hearn or no bat, then obviously I'll take Ryan O'Hearn.
Buster on the same podcast, Buster only said, I think the assumption in other front offices is the Red Sox will add a first baseman.
Okay.
Now, but what does that mean? Like, they added
first baseman.
You bring up the Vasquez year all the time when they added Mike Moustakas. It's like...
No, they added Eric Hosmer. Same idea.
I'm sorry. Hosmer, not Moustakas. Sorry.
Same player.
Basically, same World Series team.
Nick's like, great.
City.
There goes today's random player. Forget it.
Eric Hosmer, like, are you adding a scrap heap first baseman, like, to compete with Abraham Toro?
Well, no, and the thing about Hosmer was not only did you add a scrap heap first baseman.
You were simultaneously subtracting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't trade away Jarren Duran, then add, like, a fringe first baseman and a guy who's better than Connor Wong but worse than Narvaez and be like, we got a catcher and a first baseman. It's like, yeah, but you get rid of your leadoff hitter. Like, what
right.
are you doing?
So, to me, you know, Yandy Diaz would be, like, super high-end ad from Tampa if they decide to sell. I think it's a perfect fit. Righty bat, who has some term, by the way. He's up there in age, but he's a productive player. I mentioned Suarez before. Suarez has not played first. He could definitely mix in at DH and be a right-handed bat. But again, that's probably costly. Diamondbacks have started selling, though, so that'd be another piece they could sell off. Then reading from Sean McAdam today.
All right.
A lot of rumors linking them to pitchers and catchers.
Well, pitchers is good. They should be interested in pitchers.
I think they could use an upgrade at catcher, but it sounds like it's like a major, major area where they're looking to upgrade. Which
Sam Kennedy brought it up, too.
Yeah, he did. Correct.
I guess you guys don't believe in Narvaez.
McAdam. The Padres proposed a deal involving Dylan Cease, prospect Ethan Salas, a catcher, a highly regarded catcher, but a prospect, and another prospect for Jarren Duran. The Red Sox quickly rejected it. I would applaud them for rejecting that.
Yeah.
But that sounds like something that San Diego is trying to get done, Cease and prospects for Jarren Duran. I don't even want Cease for Duran. I definitely don't need any prospects at this deadline. So, okay, good. I'm happy they rejected that one. McAdam also has a note about another catcher from the Dodgers. I guess we'll see him this weekend. Dalton Rushing.
Okay.
A recently graduated top prospect, he writes. The Dodgers have been scouting Red Sox prospects Franklin Arias, an infielder, and Brandon Clark, a pitcher. So that'd be almost like a prospect swap, but you could upgrade a catcher.
Yeah, that interests me less. I mean, that could prove long-term to be a great move, but
right.
Like, we're talking about the 2025 team.
Right, can we focus on...
Let's add to this team.
Starting pitching, bullpen, right-handed bat before we get to long-term catching ad.
Like, and honestly, wouldn't you just... If you're doing a prospect-for-prospect trade, do it in the offseason. What
Thank
are you,
you
wasting our time for with that now?
I'm with you.
I found a pretty cool list, too. The Athletic came up with a... And they've had a few of these recently that have been... The Hall of Fame tier thing we looked at was...
We like a good list.
I like a list.
We are pro-list on this show.
How about this? This was put together by the entire... baseball staff of the Athletics, not just one person.
They all came
together for this.
Eno Saris, Tim Britton.
Yep. Who else?
I'm out.
Drellick. One player from each Major League Baseball franchise who will be wearing a new uniform by July 31st. So, in other words...
I took this very literally when you read this to me off the air. I'm like, they're modeling new uniforms? No, they're switching teams. Got it.
Forget about uniform police for a moment.
I was hung up on uniform.
But it's whole franchise. So, they said it's not just a major leaguer, but these guys, they picked one for each team. And basically, like, the most likely trade candidate. Which I also think, depending on who the player is, it might also read into what you think that team is going to do. And so, for so long, all these lists... have had Jarren Duran and Willier Abreu for a while, Bregman and Chapman. They finally took those guys off the list. But all these lists kept bringing up Jarren Duran.
Yep.
So I clicked on this, and I assumed, okay, it's going to be Red Sox, Jarren Duran. It was not.
Mm.
It was our guy, the password, Josh Stinkson Garcia.
Nice.
I do think it's nice because that means in this scenario, there's at least smoke out there that they think they're going to be trading from their prospect pool to add to this and not say, hey, Jaren Duran for a pitcher. Trade this kid who there's no room for him on the major league club anyway.
No, now he
gets somebody else.
He is right-handed, but I agree. You already don't have enough room in your outfield. You're going to add another prospect in the outfield mix, trade him for pitching.
And some of the names that they also think are going to be most likely traded from their teams include Seth Lugo from the Royals and Merrill Kelly from the Snakes. So those are two guys that I would
take. Joe Stinkson for Lugo, Joe Stinkson for Kelly.
Done.
Honestly, that might be too big of a prospect for those guys.
You're right. It might be too much, but maybe that's where
But that's more the kind of trade I want to do.
And maybe that's sort of the framework of it. And maybe there's somebody else from the Royals, or maybe there's somebody else from the Snakes that you want, or you kind of go from there. But yeah, I'd be absolutely on board with that.
McAdam passes along. The Red Sox have discussed Sandy Alcantara, former Cy Young winner, with the Marlins. He hasn't been great this season. He was good in his last start, although he says they haven't exchanged names on what it would take to get Alcantara.
Most likely Marlin on this list is Edward Cabrera.
Edward Cabrera was a good one. We did our 60-second plan weeks ago.
Yep.
That was one of the pitchers that I really wanted.
That'd be good.
Meanwhile, you also have, and this is the second time I've heard it, Mark Feinsand was on MLB Network earlier today suggesting a Jaren Duran for Mitch Keller swap. Mitch Keller was an all-star this year for the Pirates. I'm not wild about him.
Nothing. No, he was an all-star a couple years ago.
I'm sorry, a couple years ago.
Yeah, even though this year he's actually having a better season, but he's still nothing to get excited about.
The reason that rung out, though, is because ESPN wrote about this exact trade yesterday. Dave Schoenfield suggested the exact same thing. Now, he had a bunch of different suggestions. He's like, maybe it could be Campbell for Keller. Maybe it could be Duran for Keller. Maybe the Red Sox do something smaller. I would hate Jaren Duran for Seth Lugo, Jaren Duran for Mitch Keller. I wouldn't even personally do Jaren Duran for Joe Ryan. I personally wouldn't do that trade, but I get it.
Yeah.
Those other ones, you're giving up way, way too much.
And you have the rest of this
year. Dylan Cease, same thing. I wouldn't do any of those.
And unlike Lugo, you do have team control for Mitch Keller, so it's this year and three more that he is under team control. It's not even arbitration. He's signed a contract, excuse me. So he goes 16.9 next year, 18.4, and then $20 million in 2028. I mean, the way the pitcher contracts are going up, it's not crazy.
I'm not against adding Keller. I'm just against giving up Duran to get him.
Agreed.
You know, you're giving up prospects, and I wouldn't give up the password for him, but I'm giving up prospects, fine.
All right, regardless of what you give up for him, and I'm with you, I wouldn't trade Duran for Keller. But let's just say next week at this time, we're like, all right, they added Mitch Keller. And nobody else.
That's not great.
Yeah, I don't like it because I don't even know if he's better. I don't think he's better than Bayo.
Nope.
And he
might not be better than Giolito.
The way Giolito's going, he might not be better.
So he might help.
He's better than Fitz.
At least you're not subtracting. Right, he's better than Fitz. But, nah, I don't feel great about that. I don't feel great about the hypothetical conundrum for some.
Right.
Going to the game tonight. Joe is in New Bedford on that topic. Go ahead, Joe.
What's up, guys? I'm actually not going tonight. I'm going tomorrow, but it's a bachelor party for myself. So to put things in perspective for me, appreciate that. My fiance, humble one. My fiance actually had tickets to the Jason Aldean concert that got canceled, and now I got to go for my bachelor party, a game that I can't, as a union member, I cannot defy my union.
You're going to the game, but you can't drink or eat while you're there. Is that what you're telling us?
I'm not a member of this particular union that's on strike, but as a union guy, I will not eat, drink, or purchase any souvenirs while there. And Keith, that's where the conundrum lies, buddy. You just got a pregame like you've never pregame before.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Okay.
That might be the play.
Okay.
Stumble into the place and be like, none for me, thanks. Sorry, I could drink beer.
No. Ah, I'm for my fellow workers.
Way to go, guys.
Ah, I'm with you, boys.
Walk in, just high-fiving everybody, keel it over. Stand with you.
I agree. So that's
the guy is drunk.
Going to the game tomorrow. I mean, this whole series, whole Dodgers series is what you're dealing with.
Okay, that's one option.
How many Dodgers fans do you think are going to be there tonight?
A lot.
A ton, right?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Seven. They don't even like.
I think it's even more than
they're
that.
They're all from L.A. They don't drink or they all that's eat true. Healthy. They eat clean. Clean living.
Yeah.
You know, what do they call it? You're L.A. sober, whatever it is, California sober.
Just weed?
Yeah, correct.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, not a lot of booze.
Yeah.
A bunch of dorks. Wally is in Fall River on Duran. Hello, Wally.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Dude, we hear a million rumors about Durant for the last month. So the clock's ticking. It's up to Brooklyn now. We can't wait until the last minute. Like I told you guys before, we're going to end up with leftovers. But one name that fascinates me with Atlanta is Matt Olson.
Okay. You brought this name up before. Matt Olson. Any interest there?
Yeah. Sure.
Go get Matt Olson.
Yeah, great. I'll take Matt Olson.
Is he, I should know this, is he left-handed or right-handed?
I left-handed. Think left.
Yeah, okay. Left-handed. So, Suarez,
isn't
Diaz.
Isn't he on your dong team? Shouldn't you know that?
Say it again?
Isn't he on your dong team?
Yeah, he's on your dong. Yeah, I've kind of stopped paying attention to that team since Terps running away with it. But yes, he is on my dong team.
He had 54 tater tots in 2023. He's got 18 right now on the season.
Yeah,
His contract.
I needed more of the 54 than the 18 is what my team needed.
So he's a guy, though, that John Henry might say no. John Henry might say no to this one.
Too much money.
$22 million this year, next year, 27, 28, 29, and then a team option in 30.
Well, look, if they say no for that reason, that's a bad reason. If
it
they
is.
Say no because they don't need another left-handed bat, I'd agree.
Yeah.
But I look, Wally has mentioned that name two, three, five times. And so we gotcha.
Basically, he is
I'd rather him than nothing.
Seven. He is what Breslow was hoping Casas would be.
Correct.
But Casas is not.
No.
Matt Olson has been for a long time.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line. WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. You got Ball. And Patriots linebacker.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know. I don't think you said Fitzy, Hart, Ball.
I'm sorry. Fitzy. You got Ted is what I meant to say.
Ted.
And you got Ball. You got a TED Talk with Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker as well.
Spoiler.
Coming your way. That's a spoiler. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Nick. It's time for Grab Bag! Grab Bag! Grab Bag!
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. After an off day yesterday, the Red Sox begin a three-game weekend series with the Dodgers tonight. Brian Bay will get the start for the Sox opposite the Dodgers' Emmett Sheehan. First pitch at 7:10 tonight, and you can hear the call of the game with Sean McDonough and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. According to Chris Cotillo, the Red Sox are recalling David Hamilton from AAA Worcester as Marcelo Meyer is expected to land on the injured list. And a potential Red Sox trade target was off the board as the Arizona Diamondbacks traded first baseman Josh Naylor to the Seattle Mariners last night. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is Baseball Your Way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We are down here at Gillette overlooking the practice fields for day three of Patriots training camp, which was a walkthrough in every sense of the word. About an hour long? I think it was an hour long walkthrough.
Yeah, maybe like a touch longer, but yeah, not much.
But we'll be back on next week, including on Monday, where we believe it'll be full pad. So that should be a lot of fun coming up on Monday. But in the meantime, Jones, Red Sox Dodgers opening up a 3-game series at Fenway Park, a very dry Fenway Park tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be Brian Bayo on the mound. He's 6-4, the 3.23 ERA opposite Emmett Sheehan. 1-1 with a 4.41 ERA. So tonight, and it's his fourth start of the year. Every night in this, or every game in this series, Red Sox have the starting pitching advantage.
So I definitely give it to him tonight. I definitely give it to him on Saturday. Who pitches on Sunday for the Sox?
Walker Buehler against his former team again.
I don't know if that one's an advantage.
Well, the way he's going, no. Dustin May.
Yeah, that's the bulk starter after Otani, typically, right?
Right. So, I mean, he's not even really a starter, and
whatever,
he's got an ERA almost five.
Call that one a toss-up. At least two advantages plus a toss-up.
But they should win two out of three.
Yeah.
They should win two out of three. Don't look, be like, oh, the Dodgers are one of the best teams. They are, well, but the way it's lining up, they should win two out of three.
And the Dodgers are playing poorly. They have not been playing good baseball,
no.
Right? They've dropped four out of their last 10, and at one point I think it was much worse than that. Yeah. And the Red Sox are 12 games over 500 at Fenway.
Now that's a good number.
Now that is
good nugget.
Booze-filled, hot dog, glizzy-filled Fenway. I don't know about
this could be like a BYU game tonight.
I don't know about dry Fenway where we're all hypothetically angry at one another and on edge. But yeah, at a normal Fenway Park, they're 32-20 this year.
Yeah.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my
grab bag. Grab bag. The official Rich Keefe Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week is in, Jones. We have a baseball parlay. We have a Red Sox parlay. This is before I knew there was no beers, but the Red Sox parlay. Sox money line tonight.
Uh-huh.
Roman Anthony over 1.5 total bases.
I like that.
Roman Anthony, 1 RBI or more.
Yeah.
Plus 408.
Nice. So yeah. I need a Sox win.
Sox win.
Roman Anthony, 2 bags.
If he gets like an RBI double and the Sox win, you win your bet.
Bet over.
Jeepers.
2 singles, pop fly.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
Red
sure,
Sox
sure.
win. I mean, there's a lot of different.
Hold on. A
lot of different combinations.
It doesn't matter.
But there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. RBI double.
I love it. Plus 408.
Yeah.
Stealing.
Yep.
Someone who recorded it at the office.
Good intensity, though.
Yeah.
I've gotten a bunch of these with people who have sent them in. Keefe@weei.com, these grab bags.
Yeah, and send those in. Keefe@weei. Yeah. Send in all your grab bags.
They're like, it's a little long, but I really couldn't shorten it. And it's just like the beginning is like looped for like 20 minutes.
No, there's no way around it. I just couldn't
chop some of that off at the beginning.
No,
okay,
no,
fair enough.
They're Scorsese.
All right, well, this just into the Celtics news desk. J.D. Davidson, after being the G League Player of the Year, caught released. So for all the people that texted us and were like, hey, Drew Holiday's gone, but J.D. Davidson's here, he's not here.
G League MVP.
They're not below the
well, that's what I was going to say.
The second apron.
The significance is they're below the second
that's
apron.
Right.
I actually take this minor transaction as good news. I think it means Simons is here.
Oh, I hope so.
They're back below the second apron. So
your guy Niang.
Yeah, I was worried when they dipped above the apron, would they look at shopping Simons, trading Niang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about Niang, but I'd probably rather have him on the team than not at this point in time. I don't want to give him away.
Let's start.
And, yeah, I'm happy Simon's going to – I actually take this as mildly good news for a minor transaction.
Right.
Yeah.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
If you're looking for some soccer, American football, you got some tonight. Right here at Gillette Stadium, the New England Revolution versus CF Montreal kickoff at 7:30. I don't know which kits they're wearing. But they're all good.
They're wearing the ones they sent, the most recent ones they sent to us.
Say, they've sent them all to us. They're amazing.
Well, I only have two. You have many more than I do.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I've been following it a lot longer than you, supporting it a lot longer
I'm
than you.
I'm a bigger fan than you. as somebody said on Twitter, the Joe Max Moores is what they sent
they
us recently.
They could be wearing the 96s, I don't know.
Which I really like.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah,
all
they're real nice, yeah.
I'm a genie in a
Grammy.
Baby, come on and let me out.
We mentioned this quickly earlier, but the Raiders released Christian Wilkins, and they claim that he didn't rehab properly. So they're trying to get all the money back. He's filing a grievance. So it's a bit of a sticky situation there with the Raiders and with Christian Wilkins. Mike Vrabel was asked about it today and basically gave a, we're going to look into it, kind of answer.
Yeah, didn't shoot it down.
I just don't know what his health is, because I feel like if he was any good or if he was close to being ready to play, wouldn't the Raiders have kept him? Unless they just feel like they're paying him too much and they thought maybe they found a loophole.
Right.
That'd be the one thing.
And if you bring him in for nothing, then that probably tells you the whole league thinks he's hurt.
Yep.
So, no, that's going to be ugly. I mean, Wilkins and the Raiders are about to go to war over that guaranteed money. So Vrabel certainly didn't shut the door. I don't know that D-tackle, in fact, I don't think D-tackle is the biggest need on the team. But if they could get another talented player, they should, assuming he's got anything health-wise in the tank.
Uh-huh. Grab bag.
We'll decide your fate.
I am the grab bag.
Not yet.
It's a quick one.
Yeah, sure it was.
They couldn't cut anything out of that one.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
In theaters right now, Fantastic Four First Steps, the latest in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I will see it this weekend. We'll have a full dork on it. And on Monday, during our Dork Minute, we'll give you a spoiler-free review. So if you're a little hesitant, you're not sure if you want to see it, I will. And let you know if you should as well.
Come back upstairs, honey. I'll give you the old smoochy smoo kissy wissy. You know Happy's gonna make everything okay.
I wanna grab you all over and over again. I wanna bag you all over until the night closes in.
Now, I'm mixing up all my Adam Sandler films. This is which is that?
That's, well, fittingly, Jones, that is from Happy Gilmore 1. Happy Gilmore 2 is available right now on Netflix.
Wow. So how
do you like
so
that?
How about that? But that is when he takes, if it's Happy Gilmore,
yes,
they're going to the ice skating rink. Is that one? And then
that was when he was going to his old girlfriend, though, who broke up with him. And he's like on the intercom. And, like, the kid sees him and he's like talking to him and he's like grabbing at it.
Oh, you're right. That's earlier in the film.
What's
the one when they sing when they go to the rink and then you got the guy in the rink like singing along?
Yeah.
That's not that song?
That's when he bets Julie Bowen. He's got to get a smooch or whatever.
Nice.
Real nice. And then that's when she's like, oh, you had a girlfriend? He's like, no, she died. She fell off a cliff. Not an impact. But I'm excited for Happy Gilmore, too. That's another movie I'll watch this weekend. I can't imagine it's great. I'm going to go in with some low expectations. I love Sandler movies, though, and so I will hope for some laughs. I feel like it's going to be a ton of cameos.
Yeah, Greg. Well,
I think it's going to be a cameo fest.
Well, I think Shime was reading Greg a quick review, and that's what it said. Very cameo.
Travis Kelce's in it. I think a lot of real golfers this time around.
Oh, nice.
Whereas last time they didn't. Of course, Kevin Nealon was great as Daniel Lafferty, who he got paired with on one of those tournaments. Shooter McGavin, obviously.
Shooter, of course.
One of the most famous alumni from Hobart College, Shooter McGavin.
Oh, is he a Hobart guy?
Yeah, Christopher McDonald.
Mount Rushmore Hobart guys?
Alan Richter, Christopher McDonald, me, and Ali Marpet.
Oh, you're not putting – that's a shot at Wallach is what that
shot
is.
Shot at Wallach.
That's a shot at John Wallach.
It's a shot at Pierre Maguire.
Good
one. A lot of people roll through Hobart.
Shots fired up here. Good call.
Look out.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Out of a grab bag?
Twitch chat is telling me, by the way, the song I was thinking of is Endless Love. I was confusing that with Endless Love. Yes, that's right.
And then she actually scores the goal, and she goes, I didn't see it go in. And then they smooch.
Smooch
and then
down.
The guy on the Zamboni is very excited about it.
Yeah, he's
very excited. All right, are the Red Sox in first place?
No. Not really that close, no.
No.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Do you want your daily Rafael
Devers? Every day.
What the hell? My bad. I was just so excited for the Devers update.
All right.
Which we might scrap. Yeah, no, we're not ready for it.
No, we don't want that.
He is on a four-game hitting streak. They didn't play last night, but he's on a four-game hit streak, including two home runs on Wednesday. He played first base on Tuesday. They are home to the Mets tonight. There's your Giants.
Sounds like a loss to me, which they've done a lot of with Devers.
Let's go, Mets.
They're 13-18 and out of a playoff spot. Yep.
Yeah.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your
grab bag. All right, Jones, what do you say we take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from yesterday?
I'd say great.
Your nominees, Steven Kwan, 2-for-4, 2 solo home runs.
Woo!
Was it Brandon Donovan, 3-for-5, home run, 3 RBI? Was it Ivan Herrera, 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored? Was it Eric Lauer, 8 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks?
Is that the guy you loved at the beginning of the year, Eric Lauer, that pitcher for the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
He's solid. He's in consideration. Or was it Luis Severino from the Athletics? 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks.
Yeah, I'm going to say Severino is what I'm going to say. I'll go Steven Kwan. 2 homers. I want to say one was a walk-off. I could be wrong.
So 2 of those guys could be traded. Steven Kwan and Luis Severino are in a lot of trade talks right now.
Kwan's
really good. And people like him in Cleveland. I was in Cleveland, Jones.
Good defense. I heard.
I mean, Jose Ramirez is definitely their best player, but people were in on, if just looking around like t-shirt jerseys or regular jerseys, it was like Ramirez, Kwan.
I'll throw around the leather.
And then it was a little misleading because they gave away 10,000 free Class A jerseys.
So
he was also very popular.
That's okay. not a walk-off, by the way, for Kwan. That was a lie. That was a fib.
Okay.
That's what that was.
All right.
But 2 homers. He's my guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
They lost.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
In fact,
Lauer got the win, didn't he? Lauer was against the Tigers. Who? Yeah, they didn't win the game.
The Orioles won. No, they played the Orioles. Charlie Morton actually beat him.
Nice.
Our guy Charlie Morton.
Excellent.
All right, Nick is back for the third consecutive day with his random baseball player. Let's see how we do.
All right, so they're playing Dodgers tonight. We got a former Dodger.
Okay.
A former Red Sox.
Okay.
A former Met, National, Indian at the time, and Rangers.
Whoa.
Thanks a lot, Trump.
Zero-time All-Star.
All-Star teams.
Okay. A lot of teams, no All-Star teams. Okay.
He would play every position in the infield.
Awesome.
Okay.
Not including catcher.
Hot corner, cold corner, second base,
mostly
shortstop.
Mostly second base and shortstop.
Okay.
Played from 1998 to 2011.
Okay. What year was he with the Sox? Can you give me that? Or what year?
He was with the Sox from 05 to 08.
05 to 08. Alex Cora.
He got it!
Wow. Nick tried to throw a fastball.
Nice job.
He
thought we had the take sign.
I thought I could sneak it.
Nope,
that was good.
We're swinging away on that one.
That was pretty good.
Alex Cora, bunch of teams, zero-time All-Star.
That's all right.
Kind of played wherever, sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds
utility
about
right. Man?
Yep, sure.
His brother was great. Joey Cora's nice.
Joey Cora's nice. Joey Cora, swipe your bag.
Sure he would.
He'd
pick it there at second.
Bean glove.
He'd put pins in his hat. Great. Good player.
All right. Here's a random ball player each and every day in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Ball. And a TED Talk on the program with a mystery guest that we've already spoiled a handful of times. Stay tuned for that, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Real quick before we get to our clip du jour, Jones, the Yankees have made a trade.
What?
They have acquired third baseman Ryan McMahon from the Rockies in exchange for a couple of prospects. McMahon was an all-star in 2024. He has he's had four straight years of 20 home runs. And it probably would have even been longer because he had 20 home runs in 2019. He didn't in the COVID-shortened year. He's already at 16 this year, and he's going into Yankee Stadium. He's a left-handed hitting third baseman who is 30 years old. But he's only hitting .217 this year, .717 OPS. But you would imagine 16 home runs, has power, and going to Yankee Stadium is probably a good bet for them.
It's not like he's leaving a bad ballpark to hit.
No,
and
no.
Trust me, I've lost a lot of home run bets over the years on Ryan McMahon. Colorado always has high totals when they're at home. I bet him, miss all the time.
Yep.
But
strikes out a lot.
It's not like he's leaving a bad ballpark, but that's a good ballpark for a lefty that he's going to for the Yankees. The big takeaway, again, would be, all right, Seattle made a deal last night.
Trades are happening.
Yankees made a deal now. I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
I'll get that ready.
It's time to get out there and start making deals, I would say, Craig.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, you think about it. The three wildcard teams in the American League right now are the Yankees, made a trade. Mariners, made a trade. Red Sox, hanging out.
Sitting on their hands.
Apparently calling people.
Looking
on the phone.
Look, you got time, Breslow. You got time to get something done, but you better get something done.
All right. Well, we're going to get something done right now. It's the clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, a Friday four-pack, we ask the important question.
Yep.
What would be your death row last meal?
Okay. Now, am I getting like a whole plate of stuff? I can have a lot of stuff on there? Or I just want one food?
A buffet.
Oh, buffet.
No, I'm just kidding, because that's the joke, because then you can just eat forever and you never die.
I think you're saying you were asking me for a buffet of food.
No, you wanted to pick an actual meal.
Buffet.
They're like, all right, you can have whatever you want. Here's your last meal.
I'd like a nice burrito is what I would like.
I was going to say, I'm also not very picky.
No, me either.
The best, like, buffalo chicken sub.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love a buffalo chicken sub. I think you go the other extreme, like a New England clam bake. You get yourself like lobsters and like a New England clam chowder.
Sure.
That'd be really good.
You like it. You'll eat anything from the sea, very famously.
I would eat anything from the sea. Yeah, you got that straight. Octopus, whatever it is.
Shark.
Mermaid.
Whale.
Merman. Gotta be a merman. Aquaman.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mira.
It's simple, but I love nothing, but nothing is more satisfying than like a good burrito. Lots of hot sauce.
You're not wrong.
I'm going nuts with like sour cream and cheese sauce and everything that's terrible for me and clogging my arteries.
Great
but I would go with that. Chips and guac. Boom. That's love what
it.
I would go with.
I love it. You know, it's your last meal.
Merman.
You'd eat a merman?
Unicorn.
Yeah, bald eagle.
Yeah, that's the way
your
to do it.
Your last meal would be a bald eagle.
What did you say? You had another – what did you say in there? I thought you had another – you said Aquaman, merman.
Oh, Mira.
Yeah, what's that?
Aquaman's lover.
Oh, got
it. Played by Amber Heard. They had to kind of phase her out of the second one.
I was going to say – I was about to say nice, and then I was like, maybe not so nice.
No, I don't not if you were in that bed that day. She was some details you did not want to know about Amber Heard.
No.
But yeah, no, she
really,
was...
really see what she was eating for maybe her last meal. Yeah, you really wanted to. You could do that. Okay, well, there's the clip du jour.
Yeah.
Each and every day on Jones and Keefe. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try those new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, they're bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more Ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got Ball. They got you until 6, taking you right up until Red Sox baseball tonight at Fenway Park, where the workers will be on strike. Hypothetically, some people could be in attendance tonight. And have a great weekend. We'll be back here on Monday live from Patriots training camp for what we think will be the first padded practice here in Foxborough. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.